My presentation will be three parts. The first part is kind of elaborations, brief elaborations on 2010 programs. And then the second part, I will have a look in more detail way the challenges, the issues that we are facing during our conducts in 2010. And then the last part, finally, I will try to present some progress and plans for the remaining months in 2011. I will come to the first part of my presentations. In terms of curriculum development, there is one of the three activities, programs that we are running in 2010. We conducted courses development in the forms of focus group discussions, and also we conducted workshops on curriculum enrichment and academic program designed for establishing a master's program in international trade studies, but now we call it as MITS. And then also we are conducting kind of academic program institutionalizations where administratively we kind of ask support from the university, the graduate school at our university, to follow up the program. And then in terms of research, we were doing data collections, cataloging, disseminations in the forms of discussions, seminars, publications, and policy research. And also, we were setting up a supporting facility in the form of a reserve library and a center for doing the integrated research and learning facility in our Center of World Trade Studies at the University of Gajah Mada. And the outputs that we had for the 2010 is a database and a catalog, and as I said, reserve library, and a Journal of World Trade Studies, which have published our first series, our first editions in 2010. And then also we are developing a policy research clusters to include legal, political economy, economic policy, and technical aspects of trade. And now we are doing ongoing clustered monograph series based on the clusters that we have developed. And we also done a research forum in the forms of weekly and monthly discussions and seminars. And in terms of outreach events and networking activities, we conducted administered a short course series in international trade, which the first series has been conducted last year in the forms of short courses, trainings for mid-career policymakers in legal aspects of trade, political economy of trade, includes here trade negotiations, trade policy and dynamics, which is also include here global marketing and export-import facilitations for those who are dealing with that, and technical aspects of trade, which include mainly on agricultural commodity-related trade, subjects like sanitary and phytosanitary product standardizations is the one that we are conducted in the first series of this short course. And also we have been initiating a trade forum with the objective of the establishment of kind of Indonesia Trade Forum, which I will address more in the second part of my presentations. Now, the second part of my presentations, I will take a look on issues and challenges that we are facing during conducting the 2010 and the half of 2011 WTO Chairs Program in our university. In terms of establishing master's program in international trade, we have the issue of the content of the curriculum and learning process. I'll go directly to this content. We are setting up another core courses on MITS, which include here international trade relations, international trade negotiation, international trade law, international trade and economics, trade and sectoral policy, and Indonesian economy. For your information, that we are now having scores of courses in different parts of faculties in the university that dealing with trade, but mainly they are monodiscipline in its nature. So, for example, the Faculty of Economics and Business conducting having the courses on trade as the economics per se subject, while others in Faculty of Law dealing trade with also the legal aspects of trade. What we are doing in this design for the curriculum is trying to set up a multidisciplinary nature of trade, so that we kind of have the list of these courses as the core courses. And then also, in the second half of 2011 WTO Chairs Program, we're trying to further develop and elaborate on these elective courses, ranging from the topics or subjects from multilateral trades, regionalism in trade, to trade policy strategy, WTO dispute settlement mechanism. And also, we are thinking about setting up schemes of internships and short courses as part of the courses that are taken by the master's students, the prospective master's students. And in terms of the learning process and the flow of the master's program that we are dealing, we have these four elements. The core courses that I have presented before, previously presented before, and the electives, and then also the internships and then thesis. In terms of numbers of credits, we are thinking to have 50 credits of this master's program, which consists of 18 credits for the core courses, and then another 18 credits for the electives, and then 2 to 4 credits to the internships or short courses, and then 8 credits for the thesis. So that's basically the content that we are thinking about. In terms of its administrative supports, we are doing the thing that we call it here as academic community building and administrative supports for the planned master's program. The academic community now is derived from mainly from existing faculty staff, faculty members at four core faculties, i.e. the Faculty of Economics, Faculty of Law, Faculty of International Relations, and Faculty of Agriculture. What we are thinking is that in the middle and long term, we are thinking to have schemes for visiting scholars or visiting professors or visiting practitioners, probably the one that probably from WTO technical assistantship, we can do this in line with our master's program once they are established. So in the long run, we kind of doing it towards more practical oriented master's program, much more than scientific academic programs. So In terms of administrative supports, we have collaborated with the deans in the four core faculties, and we have official support from them now. Finally, we got official support from the Office of Graduate School, where the master's program will be administered, managed. And now we are doing step-by-step formal academic evaluations for this master's program. And now we have set up a proposal for this master's program, ready to submit to the authority of the university now. And probably by the end of the year, i.e. the 2011 WTOCS program, we will have the chance to go through evaluations, official evaluations in the academic senate of in the university. So, in terms of research, we have this kind of issues and challenges. The database that we are setting up now, trying to get to be as much as parallel to that of the WTO database programs, database facility. And I'm thankful that I have the chance to follow some of the technical assistance regional meeting and national meeting, so that I can follow how the database is utilized. So the kind of thing that probably need to be more developed in the 2011 WTOCS program in terms of utilizations of the database. In terms of procurements and updating and the maintenance of the database, we are pretty much in need, in a very, what do you call it, a very needy for help and assistance from the counterparts and the WTO secretariat to enhance the database. In terms of utilizations, we are developing on-site and online mechanisms of the database. In terms of on-site, we have developed a website dedicated particularly to develop this database and for the users of the database, and online for the online. In terms of on-site, we are pretty much close to the center that now probably ready to have an integrated research facility and learning facility. So by the end of September or October, that's the time when we are planning to have the official launching of our WTO CHESS program. We are ready for doing such a thing for the database. And in terms of publications, as I explicated earlier, we have published a journal. The first edition has been published, and the second edition will be published in the near future. Issues of the coverage of the journal, whether more academic, policy-oriented, or practical-oriented, that's the thing that we are we have been discussing in our center. We are inviting more and more practitioners to write in the journal, so that the journal have the sense of policy and practical orientations. And also the monograph series, the series are designed to be more academic, so that the faculty members could then focus more on this series. Now we have the drafts for four clusters that I've explained: the legal, the political economy, the technical, and then the dynamics and policy of trade. And in terms of research clusters, now we are developing multidisciplinary research clusters, in addition to the ones installed monodiscipline by nature. And as I've explained, the research forum, the weekly discussion, monthly discussions, and policy research grants. In terms of the amount of the grants, I've received a very good inputs from the reviewers that in the 2011 we might add substantially the grants to sort of like take a more deep orientations in academic research for these policy research grants. In terms of events and outreach activities, we have these issues of the orientations again, whether it is based on clusters that we have been developed or case studies on local industrial trade clusters. We are developing short course on specific particular industrial clusters that are very relevant to our local needs, i.e. the second series of our short course is take a very deep look at the coffee and agro industry in cluster, and then also handicraft clusters. So here we have now the short course of the second series that mainly on local oriented one. And then in terms of the progress, the last part of my presentations, this that we have the numerical statistical database and documentations of articles. And then for the short course, I've explained previously, and then the initiative for the WTO forum and also ACFTA forum, ASEAN China Free Trade Area. We have conducted a forum that bring up together the policymakers, social activists, business practitioners, and academia in the forum. So here's the plan for the next term of 2011. I would like to highlight the launching program of our WTO CHESS program. We will have kind of soft opening of our MITS program, and also in relation to the WTO ArtsNet training that will be conducted prior to the launching. And then also we would like to have it as a soft launching for our short course series. That is my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much.